I appreciate being here tonight. Appreciate what we've already felt. Didn't really try to wonder about a lot of things for tonight. Randy sent us a message about 4:20. He's pretty good not let you have to worry about it too long. Now, sometimes circumstances happen. That's just the way it is. But I'm glad that I got my portion from last week. And I'm glad it just don't just fade away real quick. Because just like Christ, it can take up and abode in us and just keep us going. But I appreciate what Anthony said, even about going back and watching Friday night. And he said he knowed it was good to be here, but it was just as good watching it, or in that form of manner of speaking. For one thing, it tells me where your heart is. Because some people are just watching it just to be watching it, and if that's the case, just keep on watching anyway. But when we got a motivation to watch it, you can become part of it, even if it already happened. And I appreciate what we had from last week. And all the prayer requests and the testimonies that was being made, I guess we started searching ourselves real quick, like, and trying to figure out a few things. But then I came to the place where I just quit trying to figure out. And then a little thought come to me. Started reading on it, and things, I know me and Jeff's talked quite a bit about this word that people use as far as being a coincidence, and we don't believe in it. If you do, that's fine, but we don't. But basically, a lot of what was being even said, I guess, is revolved around what our thought was or is. Now, we're going to read Psalms 139. And a lot of times we just read a verse or two, but we might just read the whole thing, because it'll probably say more than I could ever say anyway. But we appreciate the ones that's here, like I said, and the ones that's viewing. We desire his prayers. Psalms 139 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path with my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance is not hid from thee. When I was made in secret and courteously wrought into the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they shall speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, let that hate thee, and am not grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. What I was thinking about is just God knows. God knows. There's things that goes on in my heart that nobody else knows about. But God knows. He knows the times when I'm as low as I possibly can go. Or He knows if I'm laying on the side of the road. He knows. And you don't know how reassuring sometimes that a testimony or a song is being sang, because we sit there, or I think, that nobody else knows what's even on my mind. And you don't. But for some reason, God sends songs in form sometimes. Because even in that song, Unseen Hand, it says, through the times of woe, them sorrowful times, He knows. Then you get testimonies talking about a personal feeling of just laying there, nobody else around. But God knows. But we get in haste sometimes, and I try to make quick decisions because I think nobody else knows. And nobody else can help. Or maybe it seems like the right way of doing something or other. But a lot of times whenever I've stopped and I've just thought, search me, O Lord. Search me. I know a lot of times we try to worry about what somebody else is going through or somebody else's doings, somebody else's activities or ups and downs. And there's some things I don't need to know. I'll just be honest with you. I don't need to know everything. I know when you face people in the land these days, you hear people say, well, he thinks he knows everything. Well, I don't need to know everything. Because I got a problem enough just knowing the little bit that I do know. And a lot of times it's just enough to get me in trouble sometimes. But I'm glad at the end of the day, and when I've had to face something or other all day long and you struggle and you think I'm at the end of the line and I can't go nowhere else, and even when you start talking to the Lord, He can already tell you, I know. I know. And there's a lot of times when He's bringing back remembrance of something that happened through the day that maybe helped detour me from what I was thinking. And I might not even know it was even Him that was getting me away from a situation that I was fixing to get into that I didn't even know. And that's why I guess I've said it before, and I used to pray this way. In the morning times, I'd say, Lord, help me through today. Lord, help me through today. And that's good. That's okay. We need His help through today. But I got to thinking one time, I said, He will help me through today. So what I had to change my prayer to is, Lord, let me recognize the very help that comes to me. Because sometimes I may not recognize that help, and I just push it off to the side and I proceed on doing what I had on my mind to do. And after you do it and you think, I shouldn't have done that, then you start thinking, well, there was kind of a yield sign here that I just run right past. Because there's help out there, and there have been many times where I didn't recognize it. I think it was one of the fellows that had the leprosy. He had leprosy, and he had this maiden girl. And she told the mistress, she said, if he would just go back to my city, to where the man of God is, she said, I believe he can be healed. You see, that fella had help in his house the whole time. But I guarantee you, he'd probably been like me. Just pat the little girl on the head and go about your business. Till finally he reached to a point to where the wife said, just go and try it. Of course, we know the story, how he goes down there expecting something other big to do about something other. And then here comes the help that he wasn't even expecting, this help. He was expecting a different kind of help. But Gehazi, the servant, just come to the door and said, just go down there and wash 7 times and you'll be healed. And he shut the door. Sometimes I've been mad because help's come to help me. I don't know if you've ever been mad about it or not. And many times I've been like him. Forget this. I'm heading back to the house. But he really brought help with him when he came. You see, everybody looks at the king. They look at the masters. But I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for these servants, the help, that's what they are. They're the help. The servant's one that delivered a message and said, if you'd go down there, then the servant delivered another message, if you'd go dip, then the servant talked him into staying and trying it. Because he was going to go back to the house. Sometimes we brought help with us and we didn't even know it. And I prayed, Lord, just let me recognize that help. The little lad that had the fishes and the loaves. The Bible don't even give his name. He's just a little lad. Now, I don't know about the rest of you and stuff, but if I bumped into him two or three times during the day, he'd probably got on my nerves, to be honest with you. Would he not? I mean, but come end of the day, when Jesus said, what do we have? Well, we got a little lad here with some fishes and loaves. They helped, walked around with them all day long. And they didn't even know it. But you know, sometimes we try to use help before it's time. But a lot of times we don't recognize the help when it comes to us. But I'm glad that God knows. There's little bitty words that some people might come by. We don't go to work every day just for a pat on the back, I'm going to tell you. But every once in a while, that helps. And we are a help. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. I should be honest with you, because there's sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. But there's little bitty things that we do that helps. And when we do that, it may not get recognized by a lot of people, but I believe God knows that too. I believe He knows when we've helped, and I believe He knows when we need help. Just like you read there, He knows my uprisings, He knows my downsettings, He knows my thoughts afar off. There's nothing about me that He don't know. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still learning about me. There's a lot about me that I know, but I'm still learning about me. I don't know if you are or not, but I am. There's things that God's asked me to do, and I've tried to tell Him I can't do that. But through the faith that He issued to me years ago, and through the faith that I activated that night whenever I got saved, and I found out that, just like this one of the writers wrote over there, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I found out there are a few things that I can do. I realize I don't do it on my own, but I do realize I can do it through Him that strengthens me. Now, that's one of the scriptures that a lot of people really takes out of context when they really get to it, because they love hearing it demonstrated in worldly forms. But I believe when He wrote that in there, He wrote down, I can do all things that Christ wants me to do. And I can do it how He wants me to do it. If I'll do it the way that He wants me to, and I'll be obedient to the Spirit. One day, I was visiting Harmony Grove, and God laid a song on my heart. And y'all know what I say about myself. And I got up and I told Him, I said, I ain't the best at all, but I do love putting forth an effort. After service, Brother Lamar Beeson said this. He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, when God asks you or you to do something, you're the best one for the job at the time. He said, because He don't use nothing but the best at the time. So, next time you're sitting there and you're thinking, I can't do that. If the Lord's impressing you to do it, He knows you can. Because if He didn't think you could, He wouldn't ask you to do it. But God knows. He knows the sorrow that we have, the heavy hearts. He knows the burdens. And I'm going to tell you this, He is the reliever of burdens. Matter of fact, He said, cast them all on Him. He said, for He cares for you. And He said, take up my yoke, for my burden is light and easy. Biggest reason it's light and easy is because He's toting the biggest portion of it. But when we go away from here tonight, I want everybody to really believe in their heart, God knows. When you lay your head down at night, that heavy heart comes, He knows. And whenever He's letting us all rejoice, I'll just be honest with you, I believe He rejoices with us. I remember Robbie making this statement one time. We had a Sunday morning and Sunday night service about like what revival that we had. Everybody just shouting, everybody crying, everybody just feeling spirit. And I remember these last words He said after that night service. He said, it might not be too often, He said, but I believe we pleased God today. And I believe when God's pleased, we're pleased. But He knows who we are. He knows what we need. And He knows what help to send our way. We just need to know to look for it. So, but I appreciate being here. Appreciate tonight. Appreciate y'all coming. And everything. So, anybody got anything that they want to say or do before we go farther?